you get on the train, there's always a sense of excitement about going home. You wonder if anything will have changed, or whether you've changed, or whether people will think you've changed. I think that I have a different view of London to my friends who have never left, as until you leave, you cannot define what it really means to be a Londoner. You get the outside looking in perspective, as well as the inside looking out. Even though I haven't spent much time living there over the last 10 years, I don't think that I could ever stop seeing myself as a Londoner. If you're born and brought up there, you have a totally different view of London to if you move there. I seem to have such a love-hate relationship with the place. Grey days in London seem greyer than anywhere else I've ever been. But if you're in a bar full of friends in the West End or Brixton, there's nowhere else you'd rather be. It feels like the centre of the universe. Outside London, on good nights out, great nights even, you wonder if you're missing out on something happening elsewhere. Coming in on the train from the South Coast, memories wash over me. I remember travelling back from Southampton as an 18-year-old after my first few weeks at university, the first time I'd ever left home. Everyone must go through this when they first return from uni, when things seem so familiar, yet not quite the same. And now travelling down the same line from Bournemouth through Winchester, where the punky art college students get on, past Woking, Basingstoke and Thatcher's commuter belt, where the train is boarded by Burberry-clad lads with their exaggerated London accents, and rugby boys flashing their cash sounding like Prince William. The two types no doubt went to the same school and live on the same street. It looks like it's so important for them to have an identity and be part of a group in these places, with their retail parks and yellow brick business and commerce buildings. Into the leafy London suburbs, with their tree-lined roads and local parks, with their pavilions covered in graffiti, at total odds with their surroundings. And the memories come flooding back, memories of childhood and jumpers for goalposts. Rushing past the high-rise tower blocks next to the Victorian townhouses, with the Beamers parked outside. A group of Nike Air-wearing guys and girls, black, white and Turkish, are queuing to get into the chippy, while suited office types sneak off work early, heading for the pub, craving that first Friday night pint. The sun setting on the skyline of office blocks and council flats as we enter the dense city, as more and more workers join the rush hour with that Friday feeling. Dotted red car lights stretch all the way to the horizon. No one's getting anywhere fast tonight. There's always something dramatical about entering a city when you've been in a smaller place. And London is so utterly vast, it can be initially quite overwhelming when you arrive. Walking down the platform and out into the main concourse of Waterloo, and bang, London just hits you. People weaving in and out of each other, the crowds made up of different races from different places. Organised chaos, a blur of funky dread, city slicker, riot girl, geezers, gangsters and grafters, all on a mission. All these people and zero chance of bumping into someone you know, which is quite lonely when you think about it. But fear not, the techs have been coming in and there's plenty going on tonight.